Happy Wednesday, everyone. Welcome to the Second Year Experience podcast. This is our fourth one of the quarter, and we're very excited that you all tuned in. Today's topic is making the best or the most out of these next few weeks leading up to finals week. Today, we have two very special mentors, Jenna and Ariana, with me today, and they're basically going to be talking about what it is for them to go through finals week, to go through the weeks leading up to finals week, and how it's been for them, considering that they're both fourth years. So we're really excited that you're here, and now I would like to introduce both of you. So if you could both just give me, obviously, your name, your college, your major, your year, and maybe, like, It is getting cold outside and people are trying to stay in and not go out as much. So are you, like, binge watching any Netflix shows or anything like that? Or a recent movie that you watched? So whoever wants to go first. Who wants to go first? Okay.
Okay. Hi, my name is Ariana. I'm a fourth year earth science major from John Muir College. And yeah, it is getting cold. So if you know me, you know that my favorite show is Friends, and I'm probably on, like, my, embarrassed to say it, but like 13th round of rewatching the entire series. Yeah, so that's been fun because I'm at the part where Ross gets married to Emily.
Oh, okay.
So the second marriage is pretty juicy. So yeah,
that's all his fault.
I'm like my fourth round of watching it, and yesterday I watched the last episode, the phalange one. The plane is missing a phalange. So yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Hi y'all. My name is Jenna. I'm a fourth year, like Stephanie said. Sixth college. I'm a sociology major with a minor in education, and I have no shame. I'm watching Yu-Gi-Oh right now.
Nice.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's like one of those shows you're just, like, nostalgic of, and it was, like, on my feed, so I'm like, oh, I remember my time of watching it.
Yeah.
But it's like, I forgot how cringe. Oh, maybe it's just like my 21-year-old self, but it's like a little cringy of, like, all the, yeah, you could do it. Yeah, friendship above all. And I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Motivation and support at its prime.
and somehow he always wins it by, like, oh my god, I'm about to lose. Oh my god, I drew the right card. Yeah, I won.
I actually remember watching that when I was little, but I don't really remember.
Yeah, me too.
Remember it. I should probably watch it too.
No shame.
Yeah, no shame. No, own up to what you're watching. It's your interest. Well, thank you for sharing, both of you. But now to get to the gist of it and the topic. We're on week 9, right? Mm-hmm. Wednesday, week 9. Two more days left, and then week 10 and finals week, and then you're all out of here. So, finals week is stressful. The weeks leading up to finals week can be stressful for some people, not all. But how has it been for you all this quarter or any of your last 3 years, which would mean 9 past quarters, if you really think about it, right? Because 3 quarters per year, per academic school year.
I can't do that.
Yeah, so 9 past quarters, and then if you took summer classes or whatnot. But, like, how has it been? Like, what is finals week, or what is this time crunch for you? And what works for you and whatnot?
Okay, I'll do it. This has been my busiest year ever, just because I'm trying to prepare for, like, post-grad stuff. So, my classes right now, I'm only taking 3 classes, but they're a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, I tutor at, down in Imperial Beach, and I have to get 40 hours in. And, that's been, like, I thought it's not as bad as it sounds, but lately it's been, like, a time crunch, because, like, she emphasized that, like, you either get 40 hours or you don't pass the class.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm at 35, and this, like, I feel like lately it's just been a lot of catching up and getting ahead at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, I'm trying to get ahead on work so I don't have to worry as much. And, like, the past, like, 3 years, that's why I always tell myself that, like, okay, I'm gonna get a head start on my work so I don't have to worry about a lot on finals week. But I didn't take that seriously until my 3rd and 4th year, because that's when, like, I had more work to do. And I like sleep. I can't run very well on like all-nighters. So, like my advice would be definitely like plan ahead and definitely like stick to that plan, cuz just because you've like planned ahead, it doesn't mean you're going to stick to it, cuz I know I've done it before. I've done it so many times before. But like you just got to keep like reminding your, like if it takes like setting reminders on your phone to like, hey, get started on your work, then just do what you need to can to like force yourself to start now.
So you're at 35? You need five more within this last week and a half.
Yeah, so next week I'm gonna get, next week I have like I'm gonna go on Tuesday and Friday. But it's just tiring because it's far, it's so far. It's, and yeah, but I enjoy it. Like it makes, like I enjoy the students and tutoring, so it's a little worth it. But in addition to that 40 hours I need to finish, I have like 2 10-page essays. But it's not terrible because I both classes have been preparing for me to do that 10-page essay. So like I know, I have an idea what I need to write, and yeah
now it's just like getting started, right?
It's find that motivation to start.
Because
well, good luck.
Yeah,
you got this. How about you, Ariana? How has it been for you this quarter?
What was like the actual question?
Well, I had a lot of questions. But it's now that Jenna kind of went towards the path of like how it's been for her this quarter, how has it been for you this quarter?
Same, like being a fourth year has just been figuring out what I want to do post grad in general, but even next year, just like deciding if I want to graduate or not. Like,
you might take a fifth year?
Not a full one, that's not the plan, but okay. I know for sure I want to study abroad again, and so that would require me staying for at least another quarter. So that's what I've been up to lately, just figuring that out and like realizing that means that I can't fall behind in terms of like my class schedule for the rest of the time here at UCSD, which also means that like I have to do well in classes because I have to pass them all, because if I don't, then it'll create this like domino effect that I, you know, it's not a good time. So so it's been a lot of like pressure to do that and keep up and to do well, but Thanksgiving break was a little tease, so I'm kind of I did absolutely nothing. So going off of what Jenna said, like echoing that, like it's a lot of catching up but also trying to get ahead, because I don't have much to do between these 2 weeks. That's a lie, I have a lot, but but I mean like finals, I still have a little bit of time, so like using this weekend a lot, utilizing, I realized that over the years my body, like I've lost the capability to pull all-nighters. Like I pulled an all-nighter one time and it took me about like 4 days to recover, and it was just not a good situation.
Yeah, you start noticing that as you grow up.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't hang. But it's my body realizing that, like prioritizing sleep and like my overall health more. But yeah, but overall it's been fun, and I'm just excited for this quarter to end and for it to be winter break.
Speaking that you said about prioritizing yourself and how finals, or how week now leading up to finals week has been, what are some things that you all swear by when it comes to this crunch time? Because finals week, it's their finals. Sometimes it determines your grade, sometimes it can make you or break you, hopefully make you, and it's very stressful. So what are some things that you all do in order to prepare for that?
For finals week, I usually, this is like the crunch time, so yeah, so it depends, you know. Sometimes you have some teachers who are not the best lecturers, so if you have all those podcasts, this is time to watch them all, catch up, review notes. This is a time, like, better late than never to ask questions on whatever platform you have in that class to ask questions, whether it's just, like, a peer. This is the time to make friends if you don't have friends in that class.
Make your quarter friends.
Yeah, make your finals friends. That's all you really, you know.
That's all you need.
Yeah. And if not, then you need to, like, write essays. This is the time to, like, lock yourself in a room and, like, just push do through. What you gotta do, and like, yeah, to get whatever you need to do done. Things I swear by is getting sleep. So my minimum for finals week, it tends to vary, but like I need to make sure at least I get some form of sleep. So I'll say minimum 4 hours. That's being dramatic, but like 4 hours. Mm-hmm. My first couple years it was less, so you know, I'm grown now, so 4 minimum. But usually I get more. I always have to eat, because if I don't eat, I just get mad and angry at the world. And then I'm a big believer in, like, treating yourself. So for every day that I study, at the end, like, before I go to sleep, I'll, like, treat myself to, like, an episode of Friends or something. Mm. Or also I'll use what I eat as, like, incentive. So I'm like, okay, if you get through, like, this many sections, you can go to Rubio's instead of dining hall food or something.
Nice. No, yeah. I would do that with my friends, too. We would, like, go to the market and get, like, just not healthy food, but, like the pizza, bagels, or what are those ice cream little thingies called?
Oh, my God. I know what you're talking about.
They're, like, soft.
Ooh, I know what you're talking about.
The ice cream, the bunny?
Yes,
I don't know why I said bad bunny.
Yeah. not bad bunny, Ariana. Yeah. No, but, and, like, coffee and chips anything we just wanted to use it, like, as an incentive for us studying. And that's, like, we would have everything out in our books, and we'd be like, okay, we're ready to go.
Yeah.
So, like, that was a thing that I used to do. So I totally get you on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's wild. And then last thing is living off campus. Just in general, when I did live on campus, I would pack everything in the morning that I left, like everything that I would possibly need, like even the blankets, because I study at Oasis and it gets chilly in there. Mm-hmm. So I take like a blanket, literally everything, wear comfy clothes to study, and then so that I won't have an excuse to go back to my house until I'm done studying at the end of the day.
So smart.
And then so all I leave for is like food, but that's like just to like take a breather and like walk around and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's helped me.
What about you, Jenna?
I know myself. I know I can't study in my room. But it's hard for me as a commuter because I commute from my house. And I can only stay on campus for so long. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you gotta make sacrifices when you have to study. Like, for me, like, I don't like coming to campus early or staying for long periods. But if, like, I know myself and that I can't study at home, I will make that sacrifice to come here just to study.
Yeah.
And, like, I like Ariana's idea of taking all that you need so you don't have an excuse to go back. Mm-hmm. So, like, for me, it's just, like, I have to be in a mood, that studying mood. Otherwise, like, I'm not going to get anything done. And for me to set up that mood, I have to kind of surround myself by people. Around people who are studying. Mm-hmm. I don't like going to Geisel during finals week because I think it's very social. Mm-hmm. And it's very packed. Mm-hmm. I like going to Biomed, and because like I don't know, that's more chill, and personally I love the atmosphere more. And so it's like it's a little away from PC. It takes more of an effort to go there to eat, so that's how I reward myself, that like, okay, if I can get this many pages done of the essay done, I can go treat myself to something at PC. Or I'll stock up on snacks so that I don't have an excuse to leave my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because a lot of what I noticed from my students is that like they're saying that, like, yeah, I know what I need to do, but I just don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk with a lot of people and I tell them, like, sometimes I don't feel that pressure until it's, like, that week.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also kind of, you don't want to subject yourself to, like, all that stress in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you need to trick yourself in a sense that, like, if you set yourself earlier deadlines, that's saying, like, instead of the essay being due Tuesday of finals week, and you want it, you could say that, like, okay, I'm going to tell myself I want it done by, like, Friday of week 10.
Mm-hmm.
So it's earlier, and, like, you have less to stress about during finals week.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah, and a lot of times it's procrastination or just kind of finding the will to do whatever it is that you need to do.
Yeah.
Have y'all, I guess, since you have a lot of experience with having this pressure of having to do exams, papers, and all of that, making the most out of the few weeks, what are some things that you learned from previous quarters that you tell yourself you're going to do different, and do you do different, or don't you, or you don't?
For studying?
For studying, for self-care. I guess, like, for me, one of them was procrastination. I would always tell myself I was going to start studying before. Yeah. Like, I would necessarily, like, I would say I'm going to start studying week 7, and I would start week 10. Mm-hmm. And, like, week 10, then the next week is finals week, and then you have to study for the rest of your finals, and it's, like, it would never work out.
Yeah.
I mean, I pushed through, and I made it to me, and I was able to make it work, because that's just my motto. Like, it's going to work. It's going to, something's going to work. But that's something that I would always tell myself, and then I would never do, which I wish I could go back and tell myself, like, Steph, you're going to be super stressed out that Sunday of finals week, and you have a final on Monday and another one on Wednesday, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. So that's one thing that I wish I could have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you two have anything like that? If you don't, it's cool as well.
I don't know, I think it's just the same thing, like spacing things out and not stressing myself out. But I think something that I came to realize, and this is, like, something that I learned from last year, was also giving myself, like, the patience and, like, I don't know if it's patience, but understanding the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hear this when me and my friends are talking about classes and we're stressing out because we're, like, no, like, it's the end of the quarter and I'm, like, failing all my classes, like, why did I do this? Now my entire grade is basically, like, based on the final, which is not good. So then we're talking about it and we're like, oh my god, if we had only started studying earlier, like, week 7. But then we talk about it more and then we're like, wait a minute, but week 7 you had this and that going on, like, life was happening, and so, like, something happened where you just, like, couldn't do that. So I think just letting myself, like, I'm not saying, like, give myself a pass, but understanding that, like, I did the best I could in the situation that I was in. And, like, I'm a very big believer in, like, it is what it is, so what are you gonna do about it type of person. So now I'm just like, it is what it is, so now I gotta, like, get it together. And, like, luckily I surround myself with, like, a lot of supportive people, and, like, my best friend and I will always study for finals week together, and we keep each other accountable. So that's something, for me, at least as a procrastinator, is knowing that, like, you know, like, that little pressure of, like, she's gonna judge me if she sees me just watching Friends. So I guess I gotta work.
I have to do it. Yeah. What about you, Jenna?
Just to echo what you both were saying, like, procrastination is, I think, a really big issue. And just, like, every time I hit finals week and I'm, like, swamped in work, I would tell myself, like, why didn't you start earlier? You told yourself last quarter that you were going to start earlier. But, like Ariana said, it's, like, sometimes it is what it is, and sometimes, like, life gets busy.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes you don't have that time to start earlier because of some circumstances. So, I mean, it's kind of time management a lot of the times where, like, you can't just, like, plan the rest of the day. Well, sometimes it's easy to get through, like, sometimes I tell myself, I'm like, okay, if I can get this assignment done today, like, it'll slowly build up. Like, if, like, I can't, like, take it bit by bit, as in, like, okay, if I do the introduction of this essay today, then I can reward myself. I got a little piece of work done. And just, like, acknowledging that, well, I think for me to battle procrastination is to not think of it as a whole, but to think of it bit by bit. Especially, like, with essays, like, okay, well, if I get an outline done today, then that's already progress in itself. And I could get that done by, like, I could get checked. I'm, like, a firm believer. And, like, sometimes you gotta, like, suck it up and do it. Like, if you need help, then that's, like, especially during finals time, that's not a good time to be, like, chicken out and be like, no, I don't want to go talk to the professor. Sometimes you just gotta, like, sometimes you just gotta do it. That, like, I need help. I may or may not fail this class if I don't get the help. And, like, I'm not gonna know how much help I'm gonna get unless I go. So, like, I'm scared of office hours sometimes because I don't want to seem, like, stupid in front of the professor. But if I know I'm not going to do well in the class unless I go, then you just got to go do it.
It's like shy is expensive. We've all said that, you know?
Being shy is indeed expensive.
Yeah. And I've been in that situation too where I didn't think I was going to pass a class and I was like, I can't go up to the professor. He's going to think I'm stupid. He's going to be like, why'd you come so late? You know, just making up all these scenarios in my head. And even if the professor is thinking that, at the end of the day, it's for me. I need that information. I need to know where I stand, even if it's week 10. But obviously, the sooner the better. And again, time management, something that you pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
Time management is crucial, not only in everyday life, but in the quarter system.
Mm-hmm.
You need to really plan out if you have essays, if you have exams, if you have life, which we all do, when we need to eat, when we need to shower, when we need to sleep, watch Netflix, whatever it is that we got to do, hang out with friends. Or even if you have two finals in one day
mm-hmm.
or three finals in one day, you know how that's going to work out, how your studying is going to work out. So it's a growing process, like how you said. Now I can't take, I can't do all-nighters
mm-hmm.
as opposed to how I was able to do it my first or second year. And it's a growing process. It's a reality check. I'm pretty sure you both are thinking, oh my gosh, I need to do this. I need to do that. Jenna, you have 2 10-page papers to do. You have those extra 5 hours that you need to complete, you know, and how you're going to manage all of that. And Ariana, like you're doing podcasts because your professor isn't, you know, the best to your, what is it, preferred teaching habits.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what are you doing to catch up to that?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about time management. It's all about you and about what you can handle and what you like. And, you know, just making the best out of it because this isn't the only stressful time you're going to have.
Oh, yeah.
And there's many more to come. And
yeah.
With jobs, with grad school, if you're planning to go to grad school, and with just everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any last minute pointers or anything that you want to tell the students that, you know, they should do or that you're going to do to help yourself out? Anything to close off this topic?
I think just don't let the stress consume you.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, just keep reminding yourself if you do feel overwhelmed, like, you're doing the best that you can, and at the end of the day, you did your best, you did all you could, and that's really all you can do.
Yeah.
So reminding yourself about that, and then use your resources. So like during study jams, when centers have their 24-hour study jams, you know, go study there,
mm-hmm.
go get your free snacks,
mm-hmm.
Oasis will be open too,
mm-hmm.
Get your own little study room, and yeah, it's better late than never. So again, like, ask questions now, even if you think they're like not good questions or people are gonna like make fun of you. Your professor's gonna be like, why are you asking this question about this topic that we touched on in the first week? Like, who cares? At the end of the day, the worst they can say is no, and then if not, you look somewhere else for that information.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're confused, you know, you gotta get some clarifications before you walk into that final. So
I agree. And to continue on from that, and it's like I said earlier, it's like sometimes you just need to stop making excuses of why you can't do it and just go do it. Because you don't know until you're actually doing it, if that ever makes sense. But
that made perfect sense, actually.
Yeah. But it's also when I find myself getting stressed, I just, you don't realize this, I don't realize this sometimes, but I don't stop breathing, but I didn't realize how much I needed to take a breath until I actually do it. Because, like, I'll feel that weight on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I find myself, like, just staring at that screen for, like, 5-10 minutes, I'm like, okay, I need a break. And I'll go out and I'll take a walk. And that will, like, totally clear my mind.
Because mm-hmm.
stress will get to you. Like, there's no doubt about that, that sometimes it will get to you. And it's, like, acknowledging that you're doing the best you can, but at the same time, you also need a break. And, like, don't be too hard on yourself for what you haven't done. It's like, you can't change what you haven't done. You just need to, you can change what you're going to do.
Exactly.
Jenna, you're, like, on point.
Yep.
And I agree. I mean, we're at such a competitive institution that where sometimes we're a little bit hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
But just acknowledging that if you procrastinated, it's cool. You're probably going to be like, why did I procrastinate? But you enjoyed that procrastination while it was happening. And you probably needed it. So, you know, it's not about what's happening. It's about what you're going to do about it and how you're going to react to it. So, you know, just get the grind on, mm-hmm. how you both said, take care of yourselves, find that community or that comfort, make it fun. Studying doesn't always have to be dreadful. Writing an essay doesn't always have to be dreadful. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're writing an essay, put that EDM music on or whatever it is that you like that just makes it kind of fun for you. Or getting the food, the snacks, that was my thing. Like, yes, finals week, that means we're gonna, like, like, splurge ourselves on, like, food and just do it.
Yes.
But just making the best out of it. And you all have this. You've made it this far. What's to stop you now?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Ooh, goodness.
Yeah. And look at you two. You're both fourth years. You're making it. You're making it far. You're gonna make it so much farther. So good luck, everyone. Finals week is around the corner. It's week 9.
Mm-hmm.
You got this. Make the most out of it. And, you know, time management, self-care, everything else that was mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to check in with any of us. Jen and Ariana have some really good pointers. And what better people to ask than people that have already been through it, right?
Yeah.
A couple of reminders for from the second year experience program and from OASIS. Mentor evaluations were sent out on November 9th. So if you haven't filled out your mentor evaluation, for those of you in 2XL, please make sure to do it. Workshop reflection sheet for also those of you in 2XL is due on December 7th by 4 p.m. Make sure that you have attended to at least 2 workshops. And OASIS study jams are open Wednesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 10 p.m. And it will be open finals week as well. So if any of you need to come and rent out a room, it's free, not rent out, sorry. Just kind of like book a room. You can, if you want to have community, study time or individualized time, come to OASIS. I know there's other resources on campus as well. And just make sure to look out for them. Ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck, everyone.
Good luck, you got this.
See you all next quarter.
Next year.
Next year, yeah. Next year. Bye.